This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for our Muslim listeners, the infidel that Allah warned you about, the one that holds the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. I'm filling in for Bradley today, live from the bunker here in the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina. If you want to call in at any time, phone lines are accessible at 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic because we're not doing Chinese buffet. But if you want to call in and give a comment on the topic that we're going to discuss, feel free to do so. We'd love to have you. You can find us online at sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media, as well as you can follow Bradley there, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean, Bradley Dean, on Facebook, and also Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter, if you go that route. Both of those social media outlets are seeking to quash the voice that comes up and wants to give you some of the things the other media outlets won't touch with a 10-foot pole. I'm dealing with some of that even now. In a recent article that had come out that I just actually posted just before the show regarding the Pizzagate scandal, and where hundreds of videos have disappeared from the YouTube channel of a Pizzagate journalist. Now, this is a guy by the name of David Seaman. You can check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And he had lots of videos. All of them seem to be gone. He has one that's posted in his video section, which seems to be from someone else. His other account for videos is also empty, and there seems to be no explanation as to why. In fact, CBS investigative journalist Ben Swan, his video on the report of Pizzagate is also gone from Facebook. And we know that shortly after, well, right after he did that little 4 or 5 minute video report, he pretty much went dark for about a week or so. Nothing on Facebook or anything. Of course, he had let people know that they would be changing things, but nobody had heard anything from him and didn't know exactly why the timing was the way it was. So now we have all of these Pizzagate videos that have disappeared. In case you don't know what that is, that's the scandal that is alleged to be part of a child trafficking ring there in Washington, D.C., and they use pizza terms and an actual pizza parlor as means of trafficking children. Now, there's been a lot of dots connected for sure. No arrests have been made that I'm aware of. Many people dropped the issue quickly, one being Alex Jones, saying that it was going to be used as quote-unquote fake news to silence free speech. Well, even if it is fake news, look, the Constitution provides for the press to investigate, to ask questions, to report on what they find all of this. And so even if it turns out that that's what that is, the fact of the matter is Congress has no business writing law that stifles free speech or freedom of the press. We're going to also talk about that, too, because this seems to be something that the mainstream press, who's been caught in a lot of fake news, some of it even knowingly fabricated, not like an error or, you know, a word. At times, some of that does happen, even among good reporters, good journalists. But this is deliberate stuff that we've seen in the past from outlet like CNN. They're filming on a set as though they're somewhere in the Middle East or somewhere else in the middle of a hurricane or something like this. And they knowingly are deceiving the people that they are speaking to. But out of the Trump administration, we're told that because, well, they didn't invite New York Times or CNN or some of these outlets, that somehow they're chilling the free press. I don't buy that at all. As far as I see, they're not obligated to invite any press to anything. I tend to agree with Mr. Trump when he talks about if I've got a response to Russia or whoever, I'm not going to tell the press because I don't want the, you know, my perceived enemy to be aware of what I'm doing. That just makes good common sense. I'll tell you after the fact. How about that? There's nothing that's chilling the free press on that at all. He hasn't called for the free press to be shut down. He's called for them to correct their errors and their lies. Even over the weekend, White House Press Secretary had to take a New York Times reporter to task as he was trying to allow another reporter from Bloomberg to ask a question, and the New York Times guy just kept interrupting. He was just trying to get in it, and he had to calm him down and said, you know, this is not a television program. Basically a way to humiliate the reporter for his very rude behavior, I might add. You can see that on sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also watch the video there under the article, White House Press Secretary Puts New York Times Reporter in his place. Also at sonsoflibertymedia.com, man faces blasphemy charges for burning Quran. Yes, you heard me correct. Now, this is in the Netherlands, and it's supposed to be against the law to speak out against somebody's religion. Can you believe that? Yet, people in the Netherlands have burned Bibles, and nobody's been arrested, nobody's been in trouble. But boy, you burn that Quran, and that is a no-no among those people. So this guy is, he may be facing some jail time with what goes on here. Also, we learned that the DNC, this is some of what we're going to talk about in the next couple of segments. DNC has a new chair. Of course, Debbie Wasserman Schultz is out. Thank God for that. But they elected Tom Perez over Keith Ellison, a.k.a. Hakeem Muhammad. And we need to know who Tom Perez is, what's been some of his background. So we'll take a look at some of that in the upcoming segments. But they chose Mr. Perez, and immediately upon choosing him, WikiLeaks unloaded on him. They exposed him in the Podesta emails that came out last summer. And so you'll want to stick around as we take a look at Mr. Perez on the other side of the break. So hang in there with us.
Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet, period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325 325- 320-400-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in anytime, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Again, Bradley's doing some work outside of here, so he's having me fill in for today, and happy to be with you. Glad that you've joined us. And back now to Tom Perez, the new head, the new chair of the DNC. Immediately as he was chosen, he turned the mic over to Keith Ellison. And the funny thing about Keith Ellison is he is a Muslim. There's no doubt in my mind he's a Muslim Brotherhood lapdog as well. But he's also a chair for the LGBT. And you say, how can this be? Because we see these videos over in the Middle East where Muslims are taking alleged sodomites and throwing them off of buildings. Don't they hate those people? Well, yes, they do. But they use them where they can. Okay? They use them where they can. And so you need to be aware of the kind of people who are on this side of the aisle, if you will. One of the things that Ellison did was launch into a long speech, which Mike.com says will be the thing that's remembered from the whole thing, because a lot of people were expecting Keith to win that position. Here's what Keith said. If you came here supporting me wearing a Keith t-shirt or any t-shirt, I'm asking you to give everything you've got to support Chairman Perez. You love this country. You love all the people in it. You care about each and every one of them, urban, rural, suburban, all cultures, all faiths except for the one true faith. That's my input. Everybody, and they are in need of your help. And if we waste even a moment going at it over who supported who, we are not going to be standing up for these people. We don't have the luxury, folks, to walk out of this room divided. Well, again, makes for a nice speech for people whose worldview shifts and metamorphosizes into various things depending on whatever they're going to hold to. They're all for protecting life as long as it's not inside the womb. They're all for, you know, respect and caring about culture and rural areas and suburban areas and all faiths, unless you're of the Christian faith that wants to take a stand on for what the Bible stands for. They don't want that. They want free speech as long as it's not your free speech that exposes their criminal activity. So these are some of the things that came about during this choosing of Mr. Perez as the chairman for the DNC. So what do we know about Mr. Perez? What is he, a good guy? Is he a bad guy? You say, well, he's a Democrat. He's obviously a bad guy. I know that's the way some people respond down in the area that I live here in South Carolina. And, you know, at the local level, Democrats are not necessarily as bad as at the federal level, but oftentimes they are. You can find some of those things already in their ideology. But for Mr. Perez, let me give you just a little bit of history of things he's done. He served in the Department of Justice during the Bill Clinton administration. He was appointed by Barack Obama to be Assistant Attorney General for the DOJ's Civil Rights Division. We'll talk about some of that here in a little bit. He greatly expanded the DOJ's prosecution of alleged hate crimes, and we already know that any crime that's committed against another person is not out of love, it's out of hate. And he depicted it as predominantly white-on-black phenomenon. And we know from the actual figures that the problem, 9 times out of 10, is the reverse of that, or even worse, it's black-on-black crime that occurs. Mr. Perez also had, he depicted America as a nation rife with injustice against groups such as women, non-white minorities, and immigrants. He was definitely, from what I can tell, anti-white, even though probably if you trace his heritage back, he's going to be a Caucasian guy. Okay? According to the American Spectator, Perez has overseen most of the unexpectedly naked politicization of the DOJ's Civil Rights Division. Of course, in 2013, he became U.S. Secretary of Labor under Barack Obama. And this guy has a past that you just you can't believe. In fact, when Eric Holder stepped down, before Loretta Lynch came into the picture, Mr. Perez was being considered to be the Attorney General. So this is a guy who has a history of being in government and not necessarily doing good in that government. For instance, in 1996, he was instrumental in facilitating the passage of the Church Arson Prevention Act, which was a bill founded on the false premise that African American churches were being targeted at a disproportionately high rate by arsonists. So they pushed forth this bill into law that was based on a false premise. And now this guy is heading up the DNC. Seems like he's a perfect fit for that outfit, don't you think? They're full of people who are deceptive from a lot of different backgrounds. He came into the DOJ's Civil Rights Division as Deputy Assistant Attorney General. Now, there's a lot of stuff that went on here during his time there. One of them was he challenged my state's voting rights. The idea of voter IDs, the fact that people were being disenfranchised from voting, none of that's true. But that was something that he tried to go after. He was behind some of that here in my own state, South Carolina. There are some other things we can point to with WikiLeaks. And as soon as he was chosen, WikiLeaks came out and they immediately pointed to the Podesta emails. Tom Perez was, you know, in the lap of Hillary Clinton, if you will, to sort of sabotage the Bernie Sanders campaign. Now, frankly, I'm fine with either one of those peoples having their campaign sabotaged. That was no problem. And I think he could be easily done with the truth. Bernie Sanders was a admitted socialist. Hillary Clinton studied and wrote her thesis on communist Saul Alinsky. So you know where their ideology comes from. And as soon as he was chosen, WikiLeaks put out these links so that people could see it for themselves to 18 Podesta emails that show him working for Hillary Clinton against Bernie Sanders. Of course, some of the Sanders supporters wanted to give a response to that, so they've got the guy holding up the little groundhog with Tom Perez's face on it, saying the Democrats have chosen four more years of winter. You got to see that. Check that out at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the tweet that they sent out with that there. But that's basically what they're doing there. They have elected a deceiver. One thing you can say about Bernie Sanders was he was pretty straightforward about what he thought. It was completely wrong, but overall, he was pretty much telling you what he is, or what he, you know, believes, and what he wanted to do. One of the emails we carried in that story as well about Mr. Perez that you can read there, and you can see how he was tied with Clinton and during the primaries there. He also faced some serious ethic questions regarding his time there in the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice during his confirmation. One of the things that, you know, really gets me was that he was, if you recall the video, and I've got the link there that where you can watch the video, but he was asked whether or not the DOJ would advance a proposal to criminalize speech against any religion, and they were specifically looking at, because they knew who he was tied to, they knew some of the things that came out of the Justice Department, and they wanted to know, is this the DOJ going to do it? And he refused to answer the question before Congress. He refused to. Check that out at the link there at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. On the other side of the break, we'll pick up more of the history of Tom Perez. Expose the guy for what he is. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you want to jump in, please stick to the topic. We're on Tom Perez, the new chair of the DNC. Now, Pamela Geller has also chimed in about Perez being chosen to this position. She writes, in a Freedom of Information Act request I made to the Obama DOJ on collusion between the Department of Justice and the Muslim Brotherhood groups, the documents I received show the DOJ operating as errand boy and de facto legal arm of Islamic supremacists in America. The servile demeanor of the Civil Rights Division officials and the demanding condescension of Muslim Brotherhood operatives was astonishing. Letters from Perez touted all of the DOJ's actions on behalf of Muslims. If you remember Jay Johnson, he wasn't with the DOJ, but he was with Homeland Security. He said his job was to give voice to the plight of the Muslims. I thought his job was to make sure that we were defended. That's Homeland Security, right? anyway, she says, the letters from Perez touted all of the DOJ's actions on behalf of Muslims, including a suit against the city of Lilburn, Georgia, for resisting the expansion of a mosque and amicus participation calling for dismissal of a suit brought by Murfreesboro, Tennessee patriots against an Islamic supremacist mosque there. Now, this was all coming out of the DOJ, and if you recall, several years ago, there was an attorney general there. I forget the particular area, but it covers the area of Tennessee. His name was Bill Killian, and he was basically threatening people with imprisonment and prosecution and fines if they told the truth about Islam on social media. He even took FBI guys to Tennessee and thought they would just roll right over everybody. But I know Pam Geller was one who did get some people together. They did come to the meeting. There were people all outside. There were hundreds of people who showed up for this guy and protested what he was doing, because what he was trying to do was stifle free speech. We're not talking about speech that is pushing for crime. We're talking about speech that is truthful and is exposing lies. And so we know that came out of the Obama DOJ with their approval as well. They never spoke out against it. So what else do we know about Mr. Perez? Well, there's lots of stuff. From 1998 to 1999, he returned to the Civil Rights Division as Deputy Assistant Attorney General. In that role, he helped establish the Worker Exploitation Task Force, which, guess what this does? It sought to improve the working conditions of American citizens. That's not what it was. It sought to improve the working conditions of illegal aliens. This is an arm of the Justice Department. And what they wanted to do was make things better for illegals, those who are breaking the law. Why would you do that unless you are lawless yourself? He also wanted to eliminate the disproportionate assignment of black and Hispanic students to special education programs, to increase the number of such students in gifted and talented programs, to prosecute federal civil rights cases involving police misconduct and hate crimes. Again, this idea of hate crime is just, I don't even know what to do with that. All crime is hate. And to eliminate racial profiling by law enforcement. Now, during his time with the Clintons and that DOJ, he became a board member and president of Casa de Maryland, which is a George Soros-funded advocacy group for illegal aliens. This guy, really, he's a piece of work. If you, if you're not also familiar, in 2011, he addressed a luncheon meeting of the National Council of La Raza. And they're a pro-amnesty immigration group with which he's long had a very close relationship. And he praised them for their work there. Again, it's not an issue of trying to help somebody. This is a guy who was charged with upholding the law. And yet he seems to be trying to undermine it throughout his career. And so who better to have with you if you're a lawless president than this guy? And if you're the party of lawlessness, I guess this guy fits the bill for you. He's par for the course for your party. And like it or not, the Democrat Party is the party of lawlessness. Two of their big ones, things that they're pushing, are the murder of the unborn and the sodomite agenda. That's what they're doing. That's what they're pushing. Those are two of the big ones. And we can count in all of the other corruption that's there as well with the DNC and members of it. And if you don't think they're corrupt, you just don't have your eyes open. And before you say, yeah, that's them, and you point the finger at them, and you say the GOP is better. Well, maybe. But if you go back and everybody on the GOP side, you remember in 2012 when Mitt Romney was running? And everybody was just losing their mind over the fact that the DNC rammed this thing through despite what was obvious from the crowd about Jerusalem and about God and their platform and this, that, and the other. And the guy didn't know what to do because the script didn't fit how the audience responded with their vote. And so he rammed it through. And all the GOP guys go, oh, he's godless. And they were right about that. And they were right about how the DNC pushed the things through. But then you head on over to Tampa at the GOP, and John Boehner did the exact same thing with regard to the rules change. It was clear he did not have a two-thirds majority vote, and yet he pushed it through as though he didn't hear anything, because all he was going to do was read what was on that teleprompter. But back to Mr. Perez. At that speech for La Raza, he characterized opponents of immigration reform as racists. Now, stop and think about that. This is the same kind of nonsensical charge that's leveled at those of us who speak out against Islam. Islam is an ideology. It's predominantly in an Arab culture. No question about that. But there are Islamists who are blonde-haired, blue-eyed guys. One of them over here in Charlotte that I have known for years. There are Asian Islamists. It is an ideology. It is a political ideology. And so this has nothing to do with the color of your skin or the culture. Some of the culture is obviously bound in that. A lot of the Arab culture is bound in that. There's no question about that. But when they're talking about race, they're talking about people's skin color, what their characteristics are, and things of this nature. This has nothing to do with that. Immigration doesn't either. Because immigrants come in all colors, right? They come from all kinds of ethnicities and backgrounds, cultural backgrounds. My goodness, we have immigrants from Ireland, from Scotland, from Spain, from Africa, from China, Australia. Pick your place on the planet. It has nothing to do with being a racist, but here's what he said. Quote, "It's undeniable that what else we see out there in America is an absolute headwind of intolerance. And it's a headwind of intolerance that has been manifested in many different ways, shapes, and forms." The one thing he doesn't want to talk about is his own intolerance and those he is with. He doesn't want to talk about the intolerance they have towards those who want to stand for what the law is. He wants to just dismiss that and say, "You people are intolerant. We're completely tolerant." He sounds like Chris Cuomo over the bathroom issue. I mean, can you believe that guy? When he says it's not the transgender guy that's wanting to come into the women's bathroom that's the problem. It's probably the little 12-year-old girl who's going to come in there. It's probably her problem, or maybe her overprotective dad. It's their problem because they're intolerant. And that's the same guy that says you don't get your rights from God, you get them from the government. Same guy. So this guy, Perez, has a long, undistinguished history, I should say, with the people that, he hangs around with, the people he has been involved with. In September of 2010, a Christopher Coates, which is the voting section chief for the DOJ, testified to the U.S. Civil Rights Commission and said the DOJ routinely ignored civil rights cases involving white victims. For more than a year, Perez had denied the commission's requests to hear Coates' testimony and had instructed Coates not to testify. But Coates finally chose to go public with his story and ask for protection under whistleblower laws. Now, this is the guy who's running that. Now he's heading to DNC. Final segment coming up on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hang on.
Thank you. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty final segment here. Continuing picking back up with Mr. Perez, March of 2013, there was an Inspector General report that was released, and it stated that Mr. Perez believed voting rights laws did not cover white citizens. Have you ever heard such a stupid thing to say? If you have these kind of laws, they apply to everyone. They do not, they are indiscriminate of your skin color. In fact, I remember sitting in the polling place in 2012, here in South Carolina, and there was a gentleman who came in. Now, he was a white guy, but he came in, and one of the things that he was pushing, because the Obama administration was trying to shut down voter ID laws, and South Carolina told him basically take a hike. And this guy came in, and he was just going to see if that was for real. He didn't mean it. He just was asking. He says, well, I heard I didn't have to show my ID. And I just piped up and said, oh, yes, you do. And the ladies at the front said that, too, which I was glad to hear. And he says, well, I knew that. I just wanted to see if anybody was actually just going to buy into that. But here's the thing. Perez also went after urban police departments. Okay? He played a key role in opening investigations of several large urban police departments for systematic civil rights abuses such as harassment of racial minorities, false arrests, and excessive use of force. In 2011, Perez's CRD initiated a high-profile push to reform the New Orleans Police Department. The pattern and practice investigations of police departments in Newark and Seattle, and a preliminary investigation of the Denver Police Department. They were consistent with what Perez had stated in September 2010, which was, quote, in case you haven't heard, the Civil Rights Division is once again open for business. There were very few cases during the prior administration. He went on to say in April of 2010, quote, criminal prosecutions alone, I have learned, are not enough to change the culture of a police department. Look, I will tell you right off that I have no problem in exposing police corruption or their crimes. They're there. They're supposed to be there to uphold the law in their investigations. I'm not one that thinks of police as those who are stopping crime. Crime's going to occur, okay? It's up to you and I to stop people in their tracks from committing crimes. We're to be on the lookout for our fellow man. We're to love our fellow man enough to do that. However, you see with YouTube, with the smartphones and the cameras and the ability to capture news as it happens, we're seeing where many times there are police officers who, let's just be honest, they're breaking the law. They're acting criminally. They're raping women. They're seizing people's assets without having found them guilty or anything. Sometimes tens of thousands of dollars in cash. No way to track that stuff. Some of these police officers have been found shooting people in the back, shooting people that are unarmed. And you say, well, Tim, you're just getting on our policemen. No, I'm not. I'm getting on the criminal ones. And you should, too. If you're sitting there and you're more angry at me pointing that out or anybody else that points that out, then you are the police officer who's committing the crime. There's a problem in your mind. And you need to correct that. Because you're letting them get away with it. All you're doing is creating more victims for them to prey on. Policemen have to be policed, too. I'm for that. But I think what Mr. Perez was doing was he was trying to delegitimize any and every one of these outlets when sometimes there was just nothing going on. For instance, he didn't go after New Mexico's police department, did he? And those people, man, there's a lot of cases where people are dead with video evidence. And all we hear from the New Mexico Police Department down there in Albuquerque was, well, we need to teach more of this excessive force. That's what we need to do. Now, you need to teach your people how to keep their weapons holstered until there's an actual threat. That's what needs to go on. I mean, if I go out and I brandish a weapon and there's no threat, I can get in a lot of trouble. I don't do it. But again, we're talking about Mr. Perez here. He led a DOJ lawsuit in 2011 against Alabama's recently passed anti-illegal immigration law, which was similar to Arizona's law. You remember that went before the Supreme Court as well. Again, I don't really know why the Supreme Court was hearing that, since this was something that that's supposed to be handled by the feds anyway. And out in Arizona, they were the ones taking care of it rather than the feds. They weren't doing their job. And so that's a huge, huge problem. He also joined with the NAACP and saying that voter ID laws are racist constructions calculated to deprive non-whites of their voting rights. That's just nonsense. It's nonsense. He led the Obama administration's assault on voter ID laws during the run-up to the 2012 elections as well. And specifically, as I told you before, he targeted South Carolina. And he said that our voter laws, where you had to present a valid ID at the polling places on Election Day in order to vote, he claimed they discriminated against minority voters. Listen to this. Quote, although the state has a legitimate interest in preventing voter fraud, you think? And safeguarding voter confidence, the state's submission did not include any evidence or instance of either in-person voter impersonation or any other type of fraud that is not already addressed by the state's existing voter identification requirement. He further contended that the law violated Section 5 of the 1965 Voting Rights Act because 8.4% of the state's registered white voters lacked photo ID compared to 10% of non-whites. Do you get that? 1.6% difference between the two, and yet it's targeting non-whites. That's the claim, so they can push that nonsense. He went after Texas as well, filed a lawsuit there. He ordered the state of Florida to halt their efforts on that as well. I mean, this is a guy who doesn't understand states' rights. He wants to twist the term of what it means to be an illegal alien. He wants to provide comfort for them in the workplace, knowing they're here illegally, not upholding the laws that Congress has written, which they've been entrusted to do. That's part of the Constitution as well. And he was under the part of the executive branch, which is to execute the law that Congress wrote regarding immigration. And what was he doing? Thumbing his nose at it. Thumbing his nose at the people. And he wasn't even elected. Sad to say, he was confirmed even as Labor Secretary, 2013, under Obama. And again, over and over in this guy's past, he is on the side of the lawless. He is not on the side of those who want to uphold the law. And this probably explains why he's in the Democrat Party. They are a party of lawlessness. And you say, well, do you hate those people and this, that, and the other? I hate what they stand for sure. But like anybody else, just like when I talked about the homosexuals the other day, the desire is that they would repent and that they would do what's right. That's the idea. Again, we go back to why did the Lord Jesus come here in the first place? Matthew tells us that when he was born, his name's going to be called Jesus because what? He's going to save his people from their sin. The call is always one to repentance. It's always that. It doesn't matter if it's a politician, a president, or a ditch digger, or a school teacher, or whatever. Where we're in error with what God has said, we should be willing to listen and then to repent. Make things right. Do what's right. That's why Jesus died. He died to save sinners and to bring them to repentance and reconcile them to God. Well, that's it for today. Tom Perez, keep your eye on him. Join us again in 23. We'll see ya.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.